Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's, what is it, December 2nd already? Damn.
It is.
It's already
my Uncle John's birthday.
Happy birthday, Uncle John.
I like him. Yeah, it just hit me.
Yeah, give him a, drop him a line. We're going to start with Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by Pet Adoptions. Which is important, you guys. Instead of getting that new puppy for Christmas, go see what animal adopts you at your local shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there's a dog there that would love to be a Christmas present at your house.
I would love to have a nice warm family for Christmas.
You know, I did a terrible job yesterday when we were talking about, what was that, Giving Tuesday?
Yes.
And I'd
mentioned, didn't do a terrible job.
No, I said, oh, I gave some money to that dog farm.
I didn't
exactly give them the plug that they probably could use. So it's I got to find it again.
Lily's,
you know what?
Lily's Legacy Senior Dog Sanctuary.
Thank you. Say it one more time.
Lily's Legacy Senior Dog Sanctuary.
They're in Petaluma. They do wonderful work for aged animals and you could adopt one from them as well and do a great service.
Right.
For an old puppy, you know, that needs.
And that's what they are,
love.
Old puppies. That's mm-hmm. all. You know, if you're thinking about adopting, head to the shelter, see who's there. Hey, look at you. You seem to really like me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for a walk together and see how this goes. So, Pet Adoptions, thank you for sponsoring the Celebrity Trash. We're going to start with COVID, but it's good news on COVID, as the news has trended. Coronavirus. Yeah. Remember when we played this song and it was a funny joke and we would sing it on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Here's something we're hearing about.
Why does that song remind me of Nicole? Did we make her sing that or something?
I think she found it. Or she did sing it.
There was like multiple versions mm-hmm. of the song, and there's like a Vietnamese one, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
So we were doing those two. And I did sing that one.
I think
you did sing
a few.
That one.
Yeah,
sing it
yeah,
for me right now.
Oh, here we go.
No,
just do it. Just for God's sake.
We don't speak Spanish, but we'll try. I'll try.
Yeah.
Coronavirus, coronavirus.
Oh, he's better than me.
Coronavirus. All right, now your turn.
Oh no,
just do it. God, I don't like having to fight with you, buddy. You got to just do it.
I'll warm up to it.
All right. Well, think of next time I ask for it, which is going to be at the end of this story. Just break into it, okay?
Practice.
So yesterday I marked June 1st, 2021 as the end of the pandemic. That's it. It's over. They're saying we're all going to be vaccinated by then. Everybody who wants to, everyone else can just stay
yeah,
home.
Yeah, we're actually starting to get real legit timelines on how this stuff's going to come out.
So Fauci was talking. Do you have his comment? Should I skip
No,
the story?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
So basically, if we're all inoculated, we can start packing places again. It's hard to imagine feeling comfortable in that, but we will. We're gonna do it. So there's hope on the horizon with the vaccines. Fauci says, Dr. Anthony Fauci, he says it's possible we'll be selling out sports events within 9 months. He's saying we're going to be vaccinating the highest priority people from the end of December through January, February, and March. By the time you get to the general public, who don't have any underlying conditions, and that's going to be starting the end of April, May, and June. So it'll be well into the end of summer before you can really feel comfortable with full sports stadiums if a lot of people get vaccinated. So we're looking at the end of next summer, although I'm saying June 1st. I'm just going to stick with that because I feel like they're really gung-ho to get this thing out there. And there's a couple
well, there's a
companies.
Good reason. The economy's buckling below us.
Right. You although know. The stock market's super happy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So this is like a best-case scenario, right? Like, you know, we're all sort of back at it by this coming summer. So they were saying, too, that the one of the very last things that's going to come back and is going to be these large it'll be concerts and sports events and packed stadiums. That'll be like the last step in our road back. And so they're talking about 9 months from now.
Right.
9 short months. Mm. Yikes. So that'll be March of 2020 through September of 2021.
I'll repeat this when I do the news, but one of the things that I was a little bummed to read as they were sort of explaining the way this will spread through the country is that they said many people will still want to wear masks. First of all, it's not 100%. Second of all, there will be people who will not get it. So, and it'll take a minute for once this has spread for the coronavirus to drop to the level that you could go basically anywhere and not be exposed to it.
Right.
So on top of having your immunity that you've gotten through this vaccine, you'll also be places where it's just not there because it's enough time has passed that there's a lot less people carrying it. So it's going to take a minute, but I'll go to a concert with a mask on, no problem. Let's go.
I agree. And I actually think that having a mask in general, I think what we've learned from this is like, look, if you have a cold and you don't want to spread it to people, let's just start working the masks in. Asia's been doing it forever. Like, they get a cold, they put a mask on to protect the people around them so that they can still go to work and
that's cool.
Have their life
happen. I'm down. Well, I've got enough masks so that I certainly could do that for years to come.
We certainly have those we have plenty.
So
anyway, Fauci is saying it looks like by the end of this summer. And that is great news. This is just for me. Nicole. Oh, hold on. Nicole, sing me the coronavirus song, please, real quick.
I forgot the lyrics.
You don't have to.
I was reading Dr. Fauci. Coronavirus, coronavirus. That's it.
Oh. The good part. We want the good part.
The coronavirus. I really forgot the lyrics. I really did.
Something about washing your hands. Your face.
Don't go for a hike with Sarah anytime soon, okay? Because
she'll push me.
You're going down.
You need to get on the stick, girl. Get those lyrics down. Coronavirus.
That feels like 5 years ago to me for some reason.
I know.
It does.
And then other times it's like, just a second ago, we were, that week, the final week we were in there, we were making jokes with Yul from Survivor. Like, we were all pretending to stand far apart and then slinging her, coronavirus up yours. Then Friday, they're like, you're not ever coming back to work.
No.
Go home. And
we were like, we'll be back in a few weeks. All right, Nicole. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
I was actually counting. I'm still counting the weeks, but I was just kind of depressing. Like, week 38, day 3. That's today. I'm still counting.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I update my morning show show sheet every morning. But I just don't do it anymore. Okay, this is just for Vinny and for me. You guys can go about your business.
All right. I'll be back.
So, you remember how at the end of Big Brother, it's not Survivor, at the end of Big Brother, like, you know, Christmas was just crying her, well, she was always crying her eyes out, but she was like, so into like, I need Memphis to know how I feel about him. I can't believe that he's out. We were, you know, he was my best friend in this game, blah, blah, blah. They're dating now.
I'm sorry to say that was spoiled because I saw it last night and laughed kind of out loud as I thought those two are made for each other.
Made for each other.
Like, I actually didn't like either of them.
Oh, I hate them both.
I don't hate strong. I don't think you hate them, but I
detest them.
I just think that they're perfect for, like, I went, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I know not to hang with that couple. Yeah. They will make it. I know. Because no one else will have them. The fact that they're both single at the age they are is like, you know, there it is. You guys belong together. Off you go.
Right.
Christmas Abbott and Memphis Garrett are a thing.
Yeah.
They're posting pictures and they're talking about my favorite trait about him. And
I saw that and go just on went, for oh.
Have them. So we know what couple not to hang with. Anyway, I thought that's just for me and you.
Yeah, no, I did see that, and I even wrote that to the missus, and we both had a laugh over it because
because they're perfect.
They are.
I thought that she had a long time. She has a kid with a long time boyfriend, and they had a gym together. I thought. I guess I don't know really what.
That's
was
actually
going on with
what
her.
Christina said. Isn't she married? She kept talking about that kid of hers, and I was like, "We had a kid without being married. What are you talking about?"
Yeah, but you were together. I don't know. But... I mean, I thought that they showed her with. I don't know, but apparently not. They're single. Maybe she went home and broke up with that guy. I was like, "I got to be with Memphis. He's so hot."
Well, you know what? At least now all of that blubbering she did about him makes more sense,
right?
Because when I heard it the first time, I thought, you're an idiot. He doesn't care about you, you dummy.
Yeah,
like he was playing the game. Clearly there's stuff we didn't see.
Yeah, or maybe he just wants to bang her and she's gonna have her heart broken. That'll be good, because man, I don't know how anyone can say either
be
one
good
of those people. Yeah, you know, she gets hers. Well, look, I'm a bad person.
I'm sure she's gotten hers. Don't you think breaking your foot on TV during your...
No, I mean getting hers from him.
Oh.
I mean, you know, he gives it to her, she gets it from him. That kind of thing.
All right.
And then he's like, well, did that. Gotta go. Oh, that's right. You forgot I was a douchebag. Oh, okay. All right. So now you remember again. Okay, see you around. See you at the next Big Brother reunion.
Right.
And she's
right.
All crying in a blubbery puddle because that's what she does. Totally other side of the spectrum. Here's a story. I don't know if this is surprising. Ellen Page, you know her from Juno, and currently I think she's on the Umbrella Academy. She came out as trans yesterday. His name is now Elliot Page. Elliot said, "Hi friends, want to share with you that I am trans. My pronouns are he and they. I don't know which where do I use them." And my name is Elliot. I feel lucky to be writing this, to be here, to have arrived at this place in my life. I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self. I've been endlessly inspired by so many in the trans community. He also asked for patience because my joy is real, but it's also fragile. The more I hold myself close and fully embrace who I am, the more I dream, the more my heart grows, and the more I'll thrive. And
it's got to be scary. It's got
sure,
to be.
Absolutely. So Elliot goes on, this is Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page. To all the trans people who deal with harassment, self-loathing, abuse, and the threat of violence every day, I see you. I love you. I will do everything I can to change this world for the better. No change to Elliot's Umbrella Academy character, who's a woman named Vanya, who uses sound waves to send out bursts of energy.
Oh.
Netflix is also updating Page's name from Ellen to Elliot across its platform, and so... If you see the name Elliot Page, know that you do know that person. You knew that person when he was Ellen Page.
So I'm guessing because there's a role she's in the middle of, there won't be a look transformation at least until this role's over.
Yeah. And
if he's playing a lady, he probably has to keep the hair, whatever that style is.
Right.
Until. But I bet when the role's over, the hair's going to change.
Elliot Page, is married to a woman named Emma Portner, and,
He is,
yeah, he's a married guy.
Huh. All right.
And there's all kinds of congratulations and shows of support all over all different social media. Everyone's excited about Ellen becoming Elliot, so there's that. I'm completely out of time. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
This story is super fun. It's a massive, huge man orgy that was busted because, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so you're not supposed to be having
orgies aren't
massive man orgies, but I'll tell you the story.
I can't
after
wait.
These.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.